You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome Wisconsin. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? Great to have you with me on this Monday edition of Nightlight as we kick off a brand new week where hope springs eternal. There's so much excitement for what the week could hold for all of us. For all of us Wisconsinites, all of us Nightlight listeners. I hope everyone has a great week. Let's start it off with a bang here. We got a great show tonight. Glad to have you with me. Sitting in for the lovable producer Conrad tonight is the inimitable Todd Michaels.
Hey, what does
Todd?
That mean, by the way? And did you pronounce it correctly?
I have to look that up. I didn't mean abominable. He always used to use that word to describe Phyllis Diller, and it just like popped into my head, and I have no idea exactly what it means.
Phyllis Diller.
I think you're tops, though, Todd. That's what I'm trying to say, and I cannot thank you enough for being here tonight.
It's so weird being here at night.
Yeah, I bet.
Really weird being here at night. I feel a little out of sorts because, you know, my buttons for the music are on a certain page and these are on a different one. So if I mess up, I apologize right
we'll
up front.
Be fine. I'm not worried about that. This is your gig, man. You're an old pro. So what is it strange? Like, is it, you know, John and Jim are both such big personalities and I feel like there's so much charisma in the morning here and excitement and the day is new and, you know, like a Monday night at Nightlights, starting the week off, like, and now you're here and it's just me.
No, not at all. No.
It's not weird?
No, not at all.
All right.
It's a different world. It's a different feeling, but it's a good feeling.
You probably have, now, are people walking by the windows as much when you're here in the morning? Because a lot of times there is a ton of foot traffic here at night.
Later in the morning, not so much like 6 o'clock, but once you hit 7 o'clock and okay. The coffee shop is open, then people are coming by all the time.
You go in there and empty their pockets.
But I still think a different group.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here either way. It's always fun to work with you, buddy. And I'm excited that you and I, at some point tonight in the second hour, we'll get to. Well, I look at it like kicking off the Halloween season, and I cannot think of a better guy to do it with than you because you know so much about the paranormal and these crazy, inimitable things that happen.
Okay, that's two tonight. We'll see how many we can get on the chart. Well,
finally, that bell has a use. No, it'll be fun. I'm excited to talk to you about when you first said we'll talk about the Deliverance house. I thought you meant in the movie.
Yeah.
But you're talking about this new film on Netflix and about this family in Gary, Indiana. So I have not seen it. I'm excited to talk about that with you. And I have a whole list of other things. I kind of feel like I bombard you with topics of the paranormal, but I do that so that I know which ones to look up because I assume you know them all. So I'm just...
I don't know all of them. I've usually heard of one or two of them, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of background. I know one of them that you brought up included a bunk bed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Pete, I got to tell you something. Like, there are three things that always come up in paranormal ghosts. Lady in white, right?
Yeah.
A dark man in a top hat. And haunted bunk beds.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I've never heard of that before. Yeah. That's why I thought this was so interesting.
Yeah.
That is nuts. And from a secondhand store, no less. So
that's the issue.
Yeah, so we will, Todd and I will talk about that. We'll get Halloween. It's not too early to kick off Halloween, is it?
I've got all my outside decorations up already.
Do you really? Do you go crazy with them?
I usually don't. This year I did. I've got three full-size skeletons. I've got a cauldron on a fire with a smoke machine, a fog machine. Yeah, I went overboard this year.
What, are you ever worried that they'll all turn on you? Just say, oh yeah? You're pimping us out here? Why do you like this, Michaels? They turn and charge the house.
I'm always a little bit more worried about the living than I am about the dead.
I'm sure. Also tonight on the program, we have Nikki Zerzhev joins us. She is the latest team member here, an account executive here at Civic Media, and Nikki will be here at 6:35 in studio, right?
Yeah.
As I understand it, that'll be fun. And I feel like this is a perfect opportunity. I have launched very few friendships on the radio. I've never met Nikki. I know very little about her, so this will be a fun, this is a friendship in the making, and it's all going to start right here on the air. What better way to spend your Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, than to see a friendship blossom? That's how I'm billing this visit of Nikki's. So she'll be here, and she's got a background in radio. She knows about sports, all kinds of, she got kids. Todd, I can't wait to talk to her about her kids because I got a lot of parental kind of things I want to come at her with. Yeah. Compliments of Demi Moore, and it'll be fun to talk to Nikki. It's going to be fun for us to get to know each other here tonight on this Monday edition. And great guest this week too. My friend Rock Rubin will be here. He's one of the executive producers of King of Queens, which dropped this week years and years ago. Rock will be able to be here on Wednesday night to talk to us about the legacy of the King of Queens. Matt Miller will be here tomorrow night on Tuesday to talk movies and TV. Charo. You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. Charo will be here Wednesday night. Brace yourselves. How exciting is that, Todd?
Oh, my God. So somebody actually saw the graphic come up to promote your show. Yeah. And they're like, oh, my God, you're missing out on being there the night Charo's on the show. Make sure that Khan has the Love Boat theme ready, because she must have guest starred on that thing like 100 times.
Literally in the 70s, in the late 70s, early 80s, she was on every variety show.
Yep.
And I probably had like a little kid crush on her. I was like, who is this person who's so vivacious and plays these instruments? And she was just so much fun on every show. So I'm really excited to talk to her on Wednesday. I think that'll be a blast.
I hope she doesn't sound like, you know, Gertrude from the gas station down the street. Hi, Pete. It's Charo.
You know, like one of those voice things.
Hoochie coo.
We'll work around it. That's okay.
That's right.
We all age differently. Right. And either way, it's still Charo. So I'm excited to have her here. And then on Thursday, Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show will be here. And of course, Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night. So a fun lineup this week. So Todd, you send out these sheets that have these great tidbits of information on them. And today one caught my eye. I love it. One of my pet peeves, and I don't know why, because I'm sure I mispronounce words like I did tonight. but irregardless, supposedly, these are words that are commonly mispronounced. And you sent out a list today that had a whole bunch of them. So our question tonight is, what drives you the most? What word drives you crazy when people mispronounce it? What mispronounced words drive you crazy? I think for me, it's the word, people misuse hysterical all the time. Oh, I was hysterical. Oh, really? You were crying and carrying on? I think they mean hysterically funny or hilarious, but hysterical is like being in a state of hysteria. I don't know. That's one of mine. I love when people say football. It's like F-O-O-P-A-L-L. It's not even close to how football. The word is spelled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds weird if you say, I'm going to watch football. That sounds strange.
Right.
Because it's a guy, dude, bro, sport, whatever. But I think you could meet halfway in the middle. Football. But football is one. And on your list, Todd, that you sent was February. No one says it like that.
I do.
Do you really?
Because, well, I didn't go to broadcast school, but my first boss was like, I said February on the air, and he said, what did you say? And I said, February. He goes, it's February. So I say February. Wow,
nice.
Now.
He said, I take issue with that, sir. I will be at the library looking this up so I can contradict
right?
you. But there's a whole bunch of them. I remember when I was much younger, I mispronounced the name Antigone. I said Antigone in class.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, I haven't lived it down, you know. So there's a whole bunch of them. Do you have words like that that are your pet peeves?
I don't like it when people say et cetera.
Yes.
Or espresso for coffee.
Espresso, right.
It's et cetera.
Right.
And espresso.
How do you pronounce Worcester?
Oh, I know this because I worked in Worcestershire, England.
Worcestershire. There you go.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. That's how you say the sauce. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
Okay. Because my dad's one of those guys. I grew up, he was like the grammar police. He hates pronouns. And as he gets older, he's like Mr. Pronoun Police. It'll be something so basic. Like I was talking to mom earlier and she who?
What?
Mom, dad, I just said mom. And he'll correct himself. He'll say, I had lunch with Ted the other day. And he, Ted, told me, Tom, I, me. And he gets all like,
wow.
It's like a story problem. But he's an attorney and like words are everything to him.
I get that.
I do too. And I'm it's kind of fun. But another one is herb. I love the herbs you added to this meal.
Well, they say herb in England. So
do they really
say herbs, yeah. So it does come from there.
Oh, that sounds, I find that strange. Herbs? Did you like that character on WKRP named Herb Tarlick?
Boy, he was every salesperson in radio. Honest to God. Yep, they all had that that checkered jacket and were slimy. You bet.
Oh, that's so great. One of my favorite lines from that show is Venus Flytrap says he sees Herb has this like red plaid suit on. And he goes, somewhere in the city, there's a VW with a pair of seat covers missing.
That was such a great show.
That was a great show. Salmon is another one. I still people hear say salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon. I'll have the salmon, please. Vegetable. I had this. I'm not making this up. When I was in high school, a friend of mine mispronounced the word penis. He said penis.
Okay.
He was just reading and got caught up. You know, I could see where that would happen, but you have never heard a classroom break up in laughter. Like how much of a dork are you that you mispronounce that of all words?
So what was he reading where that came up? What was
it? It was
the
biology.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was, you know, it was one of those videos where they show like, not stick figures, but they're almost like pencil drawings of the body. And
yeah.
In one slide, it's pointing down. And the next one, it's pointing up. And everybody starts cracking up. It's one of those type of classes, you know. I've heard someone mispronounce the country Chile as chile. That yeah. always cracked me up.
Right.
But that's our question tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, what mispronounced word drives you crazy? We've all got them. We hear them on a daily basis. It can even be a phrase if you want. Hey, borrow me $5 instead of loan me.
Yep.
Stuff like that. You know. So feel free to share whatever it is that gets under your craw. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And that is Bruce Springsteen. Happy birthday to the boss who is 75. We'll talk about that after this. And State Troopers. That's coming up next on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little help. You can't stop. So on the stream, Vicky Hackbarth says, the way John says sauna, I bet I know what she's talking about. Because does he say sauna?
Yes, he does.
Because he's from the UP.
That's right.
I don't understand that. And when people say like, well, I'm from the UP, but okay, but you're still saying, and I don't even know how that word's supposed to be pronounced.
I thought it was sauna.
Well,
but
me too. And the vowel configuration there would indicate it's sauna, but sauna. But people from the UP, well, I'm from the UP. It's like, well, what does that mean? We get to say it differently? I don't get it. John and I will talk about this.
I'm sure that he'd be more than happy to come in and talk about that at any time.
Listen, John, knowing John, he's just going to stop in and help himself to a chair. And it's always actually really fun when he does that. Sherry from Oregon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Whoops. She says, oh, Todd, with a heart emoji. Very nice. Sherry will be interested to hear what we talk about in the second hour, Todd, because that took place in Horicon.
That's right.
So, Sherry, you're not going to want to miss our talk in hour number two tonight. Ben from Sun Prairie, this is a good one. He says, pumpkin is supposed to be pronounced pumpkin. It drives him crazy when people say pumpkin.
Yeah.
But don't you think they add that just to be cute?
I think there's people, like some people use it as a term of affection, right?
Yeah.
Hey, pumpkin, how are you?
Right.
But when they're talking about like pumpkin pie, that drives me crazy too.
Well, just today I was at Dunkin' Donuts and some guy says to me, I'm getting the Donnybrook with the guy. Sherry says, Illinois, always add the S. I'm born and raised in Lockport, Illinois and lived in many states. They say that everywhere. That is true. I feel your pain, Sherry. From the 608, it's wash your sister sauce.
There's a guy online that he's on YouTube and TikTok, and he does all these recipes, and he kind of talks like he's from the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your wash your sister sauce in there, you know? So.
So, and it, I mean, I don't want to make a joke about the South and.
Why not?
Inbreeding, but wash your sister. Okay. That's a good one.
Come here, Debbie. Time to wash your sister.
It's Tuesday. Time for your bath. from the 414, using the word at the end of a sentence, big pet peeve. Where are you at? Yeah. That's not proper. Very nice. These are great. Keep them coming. What is a word that people mispronounce that drives you crazy? That's tonight's question. Vicky also says, John says sauna almost every week. Now it's like he's trying to do that.
I think so.
He just wants to make a point.
Conrad's not working tonight, but he actually messaged me, and he said the correct pronunciation of bag. So I say bag.
Oh, like a longer A?
Yeah.
Big. Yeah, big, bag.
You want a bag with that? Paper or plastic bags?
That's not that much. I hear what he's saying, but that one doesn't bother. That's kind of could just be an accent, too. Like in Wisconsin, we do that. We sort of draw out the vowels a little more, maybe.
You do, too.
What do you say?
Eh?
Yeah.
Big.
We need closed captions on the bottom of the screen, right? All right. So I was watching some college football this past weekend, just the end of the games. If a game's close, I'll go in and turn it on just so I can see the ending. Why do they have state troopers walking coaches off the field? After a big game, the coach is surrounded by state troopers like there's going to be carnage if there are not security around him. Does anybody care? Would anybody charge the field and try to harm Paul Christ or, what's his name now? I can't even think of the Badgers coach. But like Nick Saban, why? This seems like, and not that they can't afford it. I'm sure they're covering it, but it just seems silly to me. It'd be like if I hired a bodyguard walking into WGBW.
Maybe you need one.
Oh, is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying, maybe, you know.
I guess, but don't you think that's a little excessive? I mean, come on. I was looking at this, like there was like three around a coach. Whatever happened that they said we should do that? And they got the hats. It just seems silly. All right, that's observation number one.
That's one? Okay.
That's one. Here's another one. I told someone today who will remain nameless, mom. No, I'm kidding. But when I tell them, when I'm on the phone, I go, I'm expecting a call. I'm just letting you know. Well, I'm not a jerk. I'm not just going to hang up on that person when the call comes through. But I say, hey, I'm getting that call. Let me call you back in a few minutes. Okay, sounds good. Well, in a few minutes, I'll be at the store. But if you call after that, I should be. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss the call.
I got to go.
Yeah, it's like, I'll catch up with you sometime. I talk to you every day. Oh, my God, and I missed the call. I'm just like.
That's when you got to hang up, don't you think?
Yeah.
If they do that to you, it's just, you got to switch to the next call.
You know what I should do? Next time I get the important call, I'll do like the thing where I'll go, yeah, well, that's what I was hang up. Like right in the middle of a word so I can act like I got booted.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of genius. And then this is weird, Todd. So today I'm finishing up my taxes from last week. I was supposed to finish them last week. I didn't hear from my accountant. So then I hear from her and I text her back last, I think I was leaving here on like Thursday night. Well, I don't hear from her till Sunday. She goes, I have a really weird story for you. So I talked to her today. She says, last week when I was finalizing your taxes, she had gotten word that someone she went to junior prom with had passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's terrible. This isn't a huge thing. We have till October 15th, whatever. It's an extension. And then she said, I started responding to your text Thursday night, and she found out that her senior prom date had passed away.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, I don't think you should talk to me anymore unless we're just doing the text.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Call all your former dates and just warn them. Like, don't leave the house today. I'm talking to Schwamba. It's so crazy. And I got one more thing, Todd. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm on this like keto thing. I'm trying to, you know, get back in shape. And I get this protein bar and the flavor, the only one they had was birthday cake.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not a fan. But also, birthday cakes are not one flavor. You get an array. You have chocolate, vanilla, lemon. Like, it's a little arrogant to say this is birthday cake flavor.
Right.
And then they choose the worst one, the most generic one possible. Am I on an island here?
I got to tell you, I don't like that either, because it kind of feels, what it tastes like to me when they do the birthday cake flavor, whether it's in ice cream or whatever.
Yeah.
It tastes like the sprinkles you put on a birthday cake.
Correct.
But not the actual cake.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly what they're going for. And it's just like, it drives me nuts. It didn't drive me nuts. I was let down. I was let down.
I bet it did.
I said, I should have gone for the low carb peanut butter cups. And then it was over. I didn't lose my mind or anything. Here's John from Madison says mute point instead of moot point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. We'll read some more of these texts. Keep them coming. What is a word that people mispronounce that drives you crazy? Nikki Zirjev is coming up in just a few minutes. The latest member of our team. Great to have you with me on this Monday night edition of Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm pulling you close. You just say no. So you don't like it, but girl, I know you're alive.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I don't know how you did that, Todd, but that was like when you go through a tunnel and you lose your signal and you're singing a song and you come out on the other end and you time it perfectly so you're still singing that point, you managed to do that over the news.
I'm really good at what I do.
Yeah, because the news is like 6 minutes. The song's only like three. So
yeah.
Miracle worker. Some more text rolling in. 608 says, improper use of word literally. Yes. People say
it's abused.
It's like, and they say literally when they... It's literally
abused.
Figuratively. That's a great one. It's literally abused. Yes, it is. That is the voice of Nikki Zirjev. Joining me now, Civic Media's newest team member. Do you like being called a team member?
Sure do.
I mean, that's what they used to call me when I worked at McDonald's.
I was
going to
say Target, yeah. Right?
Right. Our new crew chief.
Well, but what else? I mean, you can't say the new broad, right? Or can you?
Well, you could.
We could hear on this show.
Yeah, I think I have that leniency.
I think we didn't put it out in the press release that way, though.
What would have happened? Do you think there would have been repercussions? Or
I think it actually would be eye-catching, and we would have received some coverage. I don't know. Just saying. you have to catch their eye, right?
You do. And I'm not proud of this, but one time I did use the word that crazy broad. About 10 years ago when my daughter was 8 and she thought it was the funniest thing she ever heard. Now she uses that word.
I love it.
So, yeah, and she can get away with it more than I could. I don't use it anymore. I used it that one time.
Or any less, but that's fine.
Huh?
Right? Or any less.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
People say, I could care less, it's I couldn't care less.
I catch myself. And then I rescind.
Reskined?
I reskined. This is very high level for
you
some listeners tonight.
I know.
You know, we're like edumacation.
They are chiming in though. It's great. Jameson from, there's a couple listeners providing clarification on the trooper thing, which I think is silly. No one's going to attack the coach. I get it. The troopers actually provide an escort during their travel to and from hotel to stadium or wherever. It's usually a gift from the state police for those who did great, were injured, or some other recognition. Even if it's work, they also get to watch the game on the sideline.
Okay.
All right. And then Jim from Appleton says, hey, Pete, on most college campuses, the coach is the highest paid person by far. You want to protect that investment. I still don't think someone's taking out the coach. Yeah, right. On some campuses, like, maybe.
Can't they just wear a special penny then?
You know,
like that fake jersey to indicate, like, I am on desk work right now. I've been relegated to the lowest rung.
Right.
And that is why I am escorting this fine person to the sideline.
And maybe if nobody likes the coach,
then they just
you put the spaz cop on them who can't, right. can't
or they just
get it together,
get
you know?
Lost right, on the way. I thought we would riff maybe a little bit on Super Troopers when you went into Trooper speak, but
God, I haven't talked about Super Troopers since the show's been on the air. That's a good one.
Really? I'll no to, gallon of cola, up. A liter of cola?
I have not. And you know what, Nikki? I will say I've only seen that movie once. So you could probably talk circles around me when it comes to Super Troopers.
I will abuse, but I will also misquote. So we don't have
all right.
to.
Well,
she's kind of like the female Mino. I'm just telling you right now when it comes to movie quotes and TV quotes.
Okay.
Ouch.
Did you win an acting award in college?
Never, ever. And that is because I simply didn't go to college.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. Had you gone.
I probably would have at least been nominated.
Mino once, I made a movie here like 20 years ago. I did not put John in the movie. I didn't know John. He still holds that against me. Had no idea John was alive. I didn't know anything about John Mino.
Strike one, two, and three.
And he brings that every time. Every time I am on their show in the morning, he brings that up. I go, I know this, John. We talked about this. Had I known you, I would have put you in the movie in some capacity. So he tells me he won this award in college. And I'm like, okay. And I believed him. But one night, I'm in the middle of setting up the show. John comes in and sweats and flip-flops and probably not wearing underwear. He marches through the door, comes around, sits down. He bangs his acting certificate down from Arizona State on the desk. He goes, right there. And I go, I believed you. But okay, that's great. But
he borrowed the printer from the office. Oh, it's an online certification. You should have checked if the ink was dry. That bozo, he's going to love how much airtime he's getting, first of all.
Yeah.
All right. Because every Mino loves him some Mino.
He's the only Mino I know.
Well, but that bozo didn't even mean to become a broadcaster. He wanted to be just the sports nerd, sports information guy. He wanted to write stat packs. And, like, give them to all the other members of the media.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
He's got a good voice. With his voice, though, you kind of had to go
into. Well, and the fact that he's nonstop. You cannot get that man to stop talking.
For sure.
Unless there's food involved.
And not even always then.
No.
If he had studied that career path and stayed with that, it would just be the mayor in the morning, and it would be a sadder show. Because as likable as Jim is, he would always be making anecdotes, and he'd look to his left.
And there'd be nobody
and there'd be
there.
Sad violin music, because right. John is off gallivanting with RBIs and ERAs.
Stat packs.
Yeah, exactly.
Stat packs. Yes, exactly right.
So, all right, we got a text from the big boss. Sage Wild chimes in and says, Niche, N-I-C-H-E. How would you say that, Nikki?
Well, okay, so here's my question. Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Because I feel like niche and niche have two different applications. Yes or no?
Found his niche.
No, it's like a niche market.
Yeah.
It's like his niche. No, I guess it is niche.
Here's the problem. Niche. It's like Sage is like this genius, and he's got, I'm totally spazzing out now because I don't know.
Because he's listening to you?
Well, probably, but he's also probably right. And I don't know how to respond
nice to
this.
You.
I don't know if I should say niche or it's kind of a niche text that he shared with us tonight. But I'm glad Sage is listening. How you doing, Sage?
Well, it would be epic if we then pronounced his name wrong. Like kind of took the herb approach.
Yeah.
Sedgy.
Soggy Wild.
Soggy Wild. In. Check one, two.
But niche. You know what? I think I've used both of those, actually.
What about the niche on the door, the bedpost niche?
No.
Carve a niche on your bedpost?
What is that, then? What am I thinking of?
Puts a mark. Remember this, Todd? Because you guys.
What's that?
You didn't. I had a great joke.
The wheels are already
notch.
Starting.
It's a notch.
Oh, a notch.
Notch.
And I said, and I couldn't use this in the intros. Todd shot it down. Because he's like, you know, all about censorship.
Mm-hmm. FCC, hi.
And a couple of people in Madison. But can I say it tonight on the air?
I would say fine.
Okay, so my...
Just remember, Sage is listening.
But now if I don't say it, it sounds like I'm a big chicken. And I'm a lot of things.
but
Nikki,
chicken, you're
but
not.
I'm not a chicken. No, it was like I do these intros, and like you saw, Pete, a guy who hates shaking hands, or
yes,
a guy who whatever. And one was a guy. One I did was a guy who puts a notch on his bedpost even after a wet dream. So, and you know, and I. So a couple
hey,
people from Madison.
There's a medical term for that.
There is
a nocturnal emission.
Nocturnal emission.
Yeah. That is correct.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys are much more.
You know why?
Medical than I am.
I have teenage boys.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. That's how you talk to them about that.
You say, and you use words like that? Do you try to sterilize sex so much they become disinterested and then you don't have to worry about it?
You know, there was a lot of talk to your father
yeah.
on those topics.
Do you remember the show Roseanne?
Yes.
Okay. No, never. Yep.
Dan!
I'm about 6 months older than you guys, so let me just say. No, there was a great episode where Roseanne was trying to talk to one of the boys about sex, and it got uncomfortable. And she said, Dan, she just talked to your father. His advice was, when it happens in school, his advice was put a book over it. that was the extent of him talking about sex with his kids. It was... It was very in depth.
More than my dad said to me, you know, so I wouldn't take it.
My parents gave me the talk. I was in fifth grade.
Wow.
Like they were these young liberals, you know, and my brother was in fourth grade. Like, what are we doing?
They sat you down together?
We remained standing, but yes, they had the talk and my parents were standing and it was like, I think they were trying to be like these progressive, let's hit this head on. And it was a little too young because I was like, I walked away a little more confused.
But I think in that fifth grade wheelhouse,
yeah,
that's when you start getting those talks in school about
yeah.
human growth and development. So they may have received that literature, that notification, and they said, you know what? Forget it. We're going to cut them off at the pass.
Ouch.
The boys are going to know.
Right.
Before they even step back into that school.
My boys will know how to woo a girl before they hit middle school. That's what I'm taking from this conversation. No, we went to a very strict Catholic school in Chicago, like right in the city. So we were not having those talks. So that's why I think they were trying to do their best.
There was never that notification.
There was nothing. Nope. Hey, that's the voice of Nikki Zirjev, who joins us here. She's new to civic media, but not new to radio. You've had this like incredible career, I guess, before you went and raised your children.
Well, so here's the deal. It's just been dabbling. I just
yeah.
dabble.
Okay.
And I've been called upon, and I can pinch hit. That's
okay.
a sports reference
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, nice. Very
All
nice.
Right, for those of you scoring at home. But, yeah, so I agree to a lot of crazy things sometimes.
Yeah.
Not right. in like, you know,
not
like
a weird way. Just
not in the jackass kind of way,
yeah.
but in the, yeah, you know, when fellow radio cohorts are waiting out a non-compete.
Yeah,
I will wake up at 3 a.m. to do the morning show
wow.
with their fellow radio jock.
Now, is that a niche market
or a niche market?
I don't
know.
I would
say it's a
3 a.m. radio thing.
Right.
It's whatever Sage says it is.
We should poll niche. Let's get the
Here's another one, the 608. Nuclear. That's
oh,
another
yeah.
one. Nuclear.
You know, George... W. Bush
yeah.
said that all the time. He said
right.
nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Like nuclear. Stop it. Now we're saying them and they're losing all meaning.
Abominable. Abominable? Abominable.
Yeah.
From the 814, Jameson says, adding espresso. We talked about that. Todd and I talked about that too. Not espresso.
No.
It's espresso.
Espresso.
Bridget from the 818 says gyro. People call it gyro.
But you do that on purpose, right? You also
no.
go in and order the quesadilla on my jalapeno, you know, with
that
a side of jalapenos.
Maybe. That one, maybe. I could see that because of Napoleon Dynamite.
Of course. So
make yourself
100%.
A dang quesadilla. But the Bridget's right. The gyro one, I had a friend who moved from Wisconsin in high school to Dallas, moved back, and he said, let's get gyros because
no.
there was a new place in Marinette. And I said... It's pronounced euros. And he goes, Pete, there's more Mexicans in Texas than there are here. Like, he knew what he was talking about.
Oh.
I'm like, first of all, I was an idiot, but I knew that's
yeah.
not a Mexican food.
Yeah.
So, euro. That's a great one, Bridget, though. Thank you.
Not to mention that alphabet pronounces the G totally. Yeah, it's non-existent.
I didn't know that.
I don't even think they believe in the G. Jorge. Like, if you think you're of the word Jorge, level. Right? Jorge.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, Jorge, yep. Right.
Right. J-O-G. Yeah, yeah, J.
J-O-R-G-E.
Jorge.
Yeah.
So it's an H sound for the...
You're a regular linguistics.
Oh, many talents. Like Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So many hats.
Oh, I love that show. That was a great show.
Joseph, you know what this
is. Yeah, I was singing that for months, and all my friends who weren't into musical theater thought I was strange. Yep. But I didn't care, Nikki. That's how I roll.
That's how it's nice to meet you. Roll.
It's right.
That's how we roll.
You, this is fun to have you here. How do you live far from here? Is it a
long
commute?
I live in De Pere.
Oh, that's like the suburbs, right?
I like to clarify West De Pere, though.
Why? Is that a swankier area?
No, but it's just not East De Pere. So there's De Pere proper.
Yeah.
And then there's West De Pere.
Is West De Pere more street? Or is East De Pere more?
It depends who you ask.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fascinating over there. Oh man, it's hot button topic though.
Seriously.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We got to do a deep dive into this.
Oh yeah. 100%. 54115. That's
is
the
that
zip.
The, is that the zip?
On both sides. Yep.
On both sides.
That's true.
Both sides of the river.
You're all brothers and sisters. I don't know why you guys can't figure it out. Yeah. All right, Nikki Zirjav is here. She's coming back. We're coming back. Paranormal talk in the second hour. How do you not hang out at Nightlight here with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network?
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me on.
So it's Stephen King's birthday today. He's 77. And during the break, my guest, Nikki Zirjav. Am I saying your last name?
Yeah, Zirjav. Absolutely,
okay.
Zirjav.
You're telling me that Stephen King, maybe the most prolific author certainly of my lifetime, maybe of all time. Yeah. He's spent time in De Pere? Is that
yes.
That's so pretty cool.
A few years ago on a De Pere Historical Society newsletter, they had a blurb that Stephen King lived in De Pere off of Reed Street. There's an annexed portion of Reed Street close to the train tracks.
Okay.
And allegedly, that is the set of train tracks that inspired Stand By Me.
Come on.
I know.
Oh, that is
so. But I've also read, but I feel like this is also a Snopes article because I feel like I've also read it about other communities trying to claim fame. Like Stephen King grew up in our community and blah, 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 blah. Hmm. So.
Maybe he's a military brat.
I want to hear it from the source.
Because if that is the case, if that really is, that they should make.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, that would be a little tourist attraction, I would think, for like put a little plaque there. Because a few weeks ago, I was in Manitowoc for Sputnik Fest. Have you ever seen the commemoration they do from where the piece of Sputnik hit the...
No.
They have a little thing, and I go there expecting a plaque or something. It's a round steel ring in the middle of the street. That's it. No wording.
And it's in the street.
It's in the street. And
safer place to be.
Well, that's why they kind of had to do that. They can't put a plaque in the middle of the street, so it was just like, this is where it happened, and then there's tons of information, like, in the museum. But
sure.
But that would be cool if Stephen King actually lived in De Pere. You have to do something like that. If those are the train tracks that inspired that scene.
Oh, and I feel like if you're the Historical Society, are you really going to publish bogus rumor information? So I think I do have a connection to a member or a staff member, possibly, of the Historical Society in De Pere, and I want to follow up with them. I'll get to
Absolutely.
The bottom of this for us, Pete.
All right, we have to, because I want them on the show if that's a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything Absolutely. Remotely tied to cinema. Or theater.
Theater.
I want them on the show. That's pretty cool.
Have you seen the new Salem's Lot going to be coming out?
No, I have not.
In October, yes.
Yeah.
It's movie or TV?
Movie.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Netflix. No, or HBO Max or something like
right.
that.
Right, like right to a streaming service?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I feel like HBO does really good stuff. Even if it's not my thing, like they always execute things well there.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm excited.
You know, Yeah, that's pretty cool. We can, I'm going to look that up because I saw the original film like, well, decades ago.
You talking about the TV series with David Soul?
Was it a TV series?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, David
Cheesy. Cheesy, but probably my favorite scary movie of all time.
It was scary.
Yeah,
it was. Very, as a kid, I was really freaked out, you know?
Kids come flying up to the window, scratching on the window.
Yep, no. Yeah. I'm out. Yep. I'm out. Nope, can't do it.
Yeah. Todd, have you seen a show called From?
No.
It's kind of a similar thing. These people end up in this little town, it's very vague, but it's a little town, and people pass through and they stop, and the people in the town go, well, they'll be back. You can't leave. You're kind of like sentenced there spiritually for some crime you did or something that happened. But there's families that get trapped there, and they're all trying to find out how they leave. They get on a road and they leave.
Whoa.
It's really weird. But at night, you have to stay indoors because outside, people come up and they'll act like normal people, and all of a sudden, they turn into these goblins and they hack you to pieces. It's really
I like that.
Creepy.
That is intense. You can't, I couldn't watch that at night.
No, well, most of the time I get to watch TV is at night, so I had to, but it was like, it's really weird. Like when I'm locking the house at night, I'm walking by the windows, just kind of peeking out there, okay? No goblins, no ghouls.
Not like they would announce themselves, right?
No, they say, I'm so cold, please let me in.
Oh, gosh.
And they get kids.
Bye-bye.
And, exactly. It's really creepy. I recommend it, Todd. I think it would be right up your
alley. I'm looking it up right now. Looks great.
That's pretty cool. So, Nikki, I kind of promoted your appearance on the show as the start of our friendship.
Yep.
The start of a blossoming friendship. And I've never done that on the radio before. Most of the people on the show I've known before they've come on. So this is, I don't mean to add pressure. It's really on my end. But
no, I think this has great potential for friendship.
Yeah, I think so too.
Movie quotes.
Absolutely.
Ripping on coworkers.
For sure. Just all kinds of stuff.
Oh, she's
sarcasm.
Really good with that.
Are you?
You seem pretty sarcastic. Are you sarcastic?
1,000%. I'm super fluent. Very fluent. I am literally the most.
You are more sarcastic than all the minos you know put together.
Oh.
No?
Okay. Is he sarcastic?
No.
John's kind of sarcastic.
Kind of, but not as much.
Yeah, maybe not as
overtly. If sarcasm burned calories, I'd be half of an Olsen twin.
How sweet would that be?
Amazing.
Wow.
Right?
So I want to ask you something. You have kids.
Yep.
I assume you're a big fan of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
You like your kids.
I have decided to keep both of them. Yep.
So I saw this story today, and a guy turned his child in who made a social media post about shooting up a school, 10 years old.
Whoa.
And the guy turned the kid in. And obviously, you go to the authorities with something like that.
Right.
But it got me thinking, how serious would the crime have to be for you to turn in one of your own kids?
Right.
Shoplifting.
Probably not
racketeering.
Shoplifting. You know, if he starts working with the mayor on some of these side bets, covering the over-under, possibly.
Ooh.
Unless I'm in on this.
You want a taste.
I want to cut.
Otherwise, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I draw the line, I think, at murder.
Murder's got it. You got
to.
Honest
to goodness.
But what if it's self-defense? It's still an investigation?
I had a very big panic, a very big fear when I was pregnant that, yes, I was going to be raising the next serial killer.
Oh, God.
And then I'd be on Dateline, and I'd have this Southern accent. Like, he was such a sweet boy. Honest to God. Like, born and raised in Wisconsin, why? Why do I sound like that?
That's funny.
It didn't happen.
All right. We're going to do a deep dive into this when we come back. Nikki Zirjav can stick around for a few more minutes,
absolutely.
I hope. Through after Civic Media award-winning news. More Nightlight coming up. This is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Me and Mary, we met in high school, and she was just 17.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.